You're listening to the Salty Saints Podcast with Will and Angela Williams, a podcast meant to motivate you, encourage you, and sometimes convict you to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, grow in your faith, and stand firm to the end. Here are the Salty Saints.
Hey guys, we're back again today with Season 3, Episode 1. We are super excited and appreciative for every person that has listened to our podcast episode so far, and we're just super grateful to God that He has allowed us to have this platform for us to be able to equip the saints and reach the lost and just do whatever we can in our little area of the world. So we appreciate each of you. We hope that everyone had a very happy Thanksgiving yesterday. And I know y'all may have noticed that we've been putting out a lot of messages lately, kind of one after another. And that's just because Will is in a slow season of work right now. And so we're just taking advantage of this opportunity to be able to come to y'all more frequently. The Lord has just been putting so much on our hearts lately, and we just really want to get those messages out while they're still fresh on our minds and hearts. So having said that, today we are really excited to be bringing y'all a very positive, encouraging, uplifting message about our identity in Christ. We think that that is something that is very timely and very needed right now. We're living in a day and age where there are no absolutes, and honestly, there's no hope, there's no encouragement, and as Will and I were talking about, even the foundational thing of gender, you know, just the very basic, you know, whatever we are assigned at birth as we have been knitted in the wombs of our mother by God Himself. That has even tried to be stripped away. So we just figured identity was something that would be very, very good to talk about. And we're going to be going through Ephesians chapter 1 and 2. And we're going to go over all of the things that the Word tells us that we are in Christ. So if you are a believer, a follower of Jesus, these things are all true of you. Now, if you're not yet a follower of Christ, then these things don't pertain to you. And I would say right now that today is the day of salvation, and I would pray with everything in me that you would reach out to us, and we would be more than happy to talk to you and tell you how you can come into a saving relationship with Jesus Christ today. So we are going to go ahead. Will's going to pray for us, and then we're going to jump right into it.
Hey guys, let's go ahead and pray. Father, we come to you. Lord, we love you so much. Lord, we are very so thankful that we are children of God, Lord, that we have been saved. We have been bought with a high price. And Lord, we just want to come to you just in humility, and we want to bring truth. And anyone that hears this, Lord, that, you know, we want to make sure that we are living out our faith, Lord. We want to make sure that we are humbly sharing our faith. And Lord, I just know that this message that we're going to give today of who we are in Christ is such a humbling, humbling message, because it's amazing what we have in Christ. And if you have never given your life wholeheartedly, if you are lukewarm, if you are just a someone that's just sitting in the stands and not in the game, I pray today that you will completely 100% submit your life to Jesus. He doesn't want 80%, 90%, even 99%. He wants 100% of us. And Lord, I just ask you, if anyone heard this, Lord, that you will move on them, allow the Holy Spirit to convict them. And Lord, Lord, they would just submit everything, and the Holy Spirit will make His home in them. So Lord, we thank you. Lord, I pray that you give ears to hear and eyes to see with this. And we thank you so much. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Okay, so like I said, we're just going to jump right in. And then after we go through all of this, hopefully at the end, we'll tell y'all about a little exercise that we did today. So what I did, I did this a while back, and I went through Ephesians chapter 1 and 2, and I wrote down, as I went verse by verse, every single thing that it says about us as followers of Christ. So I'm just going to tell you the points that I wrote down, and then we may touch on each one briefly. Mm-hmm. So
make sure you're going to follow along in your Bible so that you can read the verses. And but we're not going to give the verse itself. We're just going to give the number of the verse, like verse number one, and this is what she got out of it, mm-hmm. it, what it states. So make sure you have your Bible out, and whenever you go through this, so you can highlight the points.
Yeah, and again, this was just a personal study that I did myself, and I literally just wrote down what it said about me in Christ. So verse 1 says that we are God's holy people, and we are faithful followers of Christ.
Oh, man. So just think about that. Just think that we are God's holy people. Your identity is that, our identity in Christ is that we're holy.
Ooh, amen.
I mean, just think about that. Chew on that for a moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not, you know, we're not dirty old sinners any longer. We are holy.
Amen.
So we shouldn't be identifying ourselves as that. We should be identifying ourselves as a holy nation, a holy people.
A faithful follower of Jesus. And again, it's Christ who makes us all of these things. It's this is... apart from Christ, we can do nothing, and we are nothing, you know, outside of
Him. We are that dirty sinner.
Yeah.
Outside of Jesus.
Okay, so verse 2 says that we have been given grace and peace. And I know that we've recently talked about grace quite a bit on our other podcast episodes. And, you know, the grace is what empowers us to be those holy people those faithful followers of Christ. Yeah. So He's given us peace with Him, right? We now have peace with God because of Christ.
And then we can show that we can have peace with others because we have peace with God.
Mm-hmm. We're called to be peacemakers. Verse 3 says that we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ.
Man, say that one again. Just say that.
We have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we have been united with Christ.
Just let that soak in, everyone, that we, that the heavenly realms that we have just... it's just amazing to me that just this little speck called Will has this.
Yeah.
I mean, it just amazes me.
It's that, you know, we've been seated in the heavenly realms with Christ. Yes. That's just crazy to think of. So verse 4 says that we have been loved by God before He even made the world, and were chosen in Christ to be holy and without fault in God's eyes.
Chosen without fault. That so we need to let that, because for us to have our purpose, we cannot live a defeated lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So if you are battling something, you need to, that is the time that we give it to the Lord, and you cannot identify with whatever it is that you are battling in. So you need to have that understanding that you are not, whatever it is that you battle, that is not your identity. Your identity is that you are blameless and without fault.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Again, it says that we were chosen in Christ to be holy. So that goes back to number one, that was, we are God's holy people. So yeah, we are seen without fault. So when you hear someone say, I'm a sinner saved by grace, yes, that's true. We are, we're all sinners, but
right.
That is not how God sees us any longer. He sees us as saints. So I know, you know, the name of our ministry, what we call ourselves, the name of our podcast is Salty Saints. Some people don't understand the term saints. They've never heard that, or they've only heard it used like in a Catholic sense, but the word tells us that we are saints.
We're no longer a sinner. So I'm not saying that you won't sin, but you're not identified as that.
Yes.
So that you are made now with a purpose. You have a high purpose, which is to go out and be the hands and feet of Jesus. Mm-hmm. You can't do that if you're living defeated.
Right.
In Amen. Your sin. You have to know that your sin has been covered, and you're not there also to live in that sin. You can leave that habitual sin that you're in to live a successful. When I say successful, I don't mean money. I mean in Christ. Mm-hmm. You can live so in a way that Jesus is wanting you to live, so you can be used by Him. So
yes, Amen. So I hope that as we continue to go through these points, that you will see that what we're saying is true from God's Word itself. So moving on, verse 5 tells us that we have been adopted into God's own family by God's advanced decision to bring us to Himself through Jesus Christ.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. So if any one of you has ever felt like an orphan in this world, you know, if you have parents that have passed away, or if you have parents that have abandoned you, or, you know, haven't been the greatest example of what a loving mother or father should be, God is our Abba Father, and He is the perfect Father.
Man.
He never will fail us, leave us, abandon us, or forsake us. So He has adopted us willingly into His family. That's just amazing. And I think about that all the time,
Man.
That He makes up the lack of any, you know, earthly parent. I mean, He's awesome. He is.
Well, that goes back to choosing. When you're adopted, you are chosen to come home with me.
Yeah.
If I adopt a child, I adopt this child. I pick that child out and say, I want this child to be my son or daughter. And I take that child home with me. God says, I want Will.
Yeah.
I want Angela. I want whoever. Just put your name there, and I'm going to adopt you into my family.
Amen.
And you're going to be a son and daughter of the Most High God.
Praise God.
Woo!
Yes.
Man, that's awesome.
So moving on, verse 6 tells us that we belong to His dear Son, Jesus. So again, that goes back to, you know, our sense of belonging, our sense of being adopted, our, you know, we are with Him. We are with Jesus. We are in Jesus. So that's
we belong.
Beautiful.
He
yes.
bought us. He bought us off that chopping block and to take us home.
Yep. You moved into my next. Verse 7 says that we are free. We have been purchased by His blood.
Yes,
bought
amen.
At a great price. And we have been a recipient of His kindness, grace, wisdom, and understanding. And in that, we have forgiveness of sins.
I mean, just when you think about forgiveness of sins, it doesn't matter what sin you have done. When you have given yourself to Jesus, and when you are there with Him, you have been forgiven.
Yes, amen.
It's just so good.
You're set free. That sin has no more power over you.
Unless you give the power back over to it.
Yes.
And that's the danger that we have in our lifestyle. We think it's okay that we can, you know, live a life and say that we belong to Jesus, but yet we are giving over power to Satan and to the flesh. And so we have to understand that's not where we need to be. We are bought by Jesus. We are forgiven by Jesus. So we give over everything to Jesus.
Yes, we have been called more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Mm. And we are not victims. We are victors. And
yes.
we can walk in righteousness by the power of the Holy Spirit and the One who has set us free.
And we might do a podcast one day and tell you about the sins that we were set free from, this bondages that I was in and also Angela was in one day. So
yeah, we will do that, because I think it's very important for us to be transparent and to share those victories that we have had in Christ with all of you, so that you may yourself identify with some of those struggles and some of those sin bondages that we had.
how addicted we were. We were addicts, basically. Yes.
And to see, you know, the glory of God that has worked in our life to transform us completely. Okay, so moving on. Verse 10 says that we have the revelation of God's mysterious will to fulfill his own good plan for everything to be brought together under the authority of Christ at just the right time. And in parentheses, I wrote, including me.
Supernatural. I mean, how awesome is that? That the mysteries of God can be revealed to us.
Yes. Amen. Our eyes have been open. We have the mind of Christ, so we understand spiritual things. Okay, so verse 11 says that we have been united with Christ and we have received an inheritance from God, again, chosen in advance by him who works everything out according to his plan.
That explains the sovereignty of God. It explains who we are in Christ and explains our purpose. That our purpose was already pre-planned. There were good works already planned for us ahead of time for us to do.
Yep.
Amen.
I think that's on further down my list. But yes, amen, amen. Verse 13, we are saved and identified as Christ's own. So there again, our identity is in Christ. We've been saved and set free. Verse 14 says that we have been given the Holy Spirit, the guarantee of my inheritance in Christ. I've been purchased as God's own people.
I mean, just it, now the Holy Spirit, some people, the Holy Spirit is not, it's not the forefront of their walk right now. But I'm telling you, when you receive the Holy Spirit, he is God. He is the one that guides us, and we have him living in us. We are possessed by the Holy Spirit.
Yes, amen.
Man.
And as we just, one of our messages that we brought over the Gospel of John says, we can do nothing apart from him.
Right, man.
So continuing on, it says in verse 17 that we've been given spiritual wisdom and insight to grow in our knowledge of God.
How important is that?
Man, super important. Man. Because just like you just made a very good point that a lot of people don't understand fully the Holy Spirit or the power that they have in him or how they can walk in obedience, in freedom. I mean, there are so many things, right, that we learn along our journey with Christ as he reveals things to us in his word and through circumstances and people. And oh my gosh. It's just like a treasure trove of things, like an onion that you just continue to peel back the layers. And you will never have fully attained all of the wisdom and knowledge that there is to understand this side of heaven.
Amen. I mean, when you look at the knowledge that we have, it's not a book knowledge. It's just not theology that you just learn. It's the knowledge that the Holy Spirit gives us. So that means we submit to God, the Holy Spirit, and he gives us insight and knowledge of the truth that is poured out of the word of God. Mm-hmm. That is powerful.
It is. It is. Amen. It gets us excited in case y'all can't tell. Okay, so moving on. Verse 18 says, we are his holy people with a rich and glorious inheritance.
There we are again. It constantly telling us all the time who we are in Christ.
Yeah.
You notice that it doesn't say that we're, dirty old sinners. It's saying that we are holy. It's saying that we have an inheritance. It's saying that we are God's chosen people. Mm-hmm. We need to identify as that. And when we identify as that, we're gonna live that out so that we can do the things that Jesus left. He wanted us to continue on in his place.
He didn't die for us to live in defeat.
No.
He defeated death and the grave and Satan and sin and all of these things so that we can live an empowered life and make a difference in this dark world. So moving on to verse 19, it says that we have the incredible greatness of God's power for those of us who believe him. The same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him at God's right hand. Amen. I say this all the time. I say this about the power of the Holy Spirit that lives in us. Because this is in scripture. This is so many times, stated for us so that we can know the great power that we have available to us. We have to tap into it. We have to walk in it. We have to draw near to the Father and stay in step with Him so that we can walk in that power.
And we hold to that there's no boundaries that the Holy Spirit can't do in our life. So we believe that the Holy Spirit moves today. We believe that people can be healed. We believe that
we've seen it multiple times, and it's happened recently.
Yes, it's happened to me. It's happened to Angela. Mm-hmm. So we believe that in the all the gifts of the Spirit, we believe it is for today. So just saying that, we think the Holy Spirit is special because He is special, mm-hmm. and He's given to us because we can't do anything outside of Him.
Amen. So moving on into verse 23, it tells us that we are part of the body of Christ, the church. We've been made full and complete by Christ, who fills all things everywhere with Himself.
That we can go deep into that if we wanted to, but the body of Christ is something that is special and needed, and we love the body of Christ.
Right, the ecclesia, the called out ones. All of those who have put their faith in Jesus Christ and are walking with Him in accordance to what all of these points say about our identity in Him, that we are God's holy people, that we have been chosen, that we have been redeemed, that we have been set free, that we are walking in a manner worthy of our calling in Him.
Amen.
So that actually ends the points that I had written down from chapter 1. So we're going to move straight on into chapter 2. And that in the beginning in verse 4 and 5, it says that we were once dead in disobedience and sin, an enemy of God and a child of Satan, subject to God's anger. But now we are alive in Christ by God's rich mercy, great love and grace through salvation.
Man, there's so much there. There's so much there.
Yeah.
I mean, so this is the thing I want everybody to kind of just to grasp. It's either you're going to identify with Satan and this world, or you're going to identify with Christ. And when you identify with something, you are going to imitate. You're going to look like what you identify with.
Yes.
You need just let that soak in. So if we're identifying with Jesus and we're identifying that we are a child of God and that we have the power of the Holy Spirit living in us, we are going to do the things of God. But if you identify and you're living out what the father of this, of this wicked world right now is Satan, you don't want to identify as that. We don't want to identify with those things.
Yep. And because we have been recipients of God's rich mercy and great love and grace, we are going to be generous givers of those very things to others. So we should be giving others rich mercy, great love, and grace because we realize that's what we have been received. That's what we have received. So verse 6 tells us that we've been raised from the dead with Christ and seated with Him in the heavenly realm. I know I already said that once, but amen. It also says that we've been united with Christ. So that was also another repetition. There's a lot of things in God's word that are repeated over and over. Do you think that God realizes that we are a forgetful people, mm-hmm. that we need to be reminded of things?
And it's whenever things repeat, you need to pay attention.
Yes.
Because that is telling you exactly what you need to
hear. It's important. It's in important. There even more than once. I mean, if it was only once, that's important.
But when He repeats it, you need to have that understanding. And what He's repeating is that what do we identify as?
That we've been united with Christ.
Yes.
So verse 7 says that we are an example in future ages of God's incredible wealth of grace and kindness toward us who are united with Christ. So once again, that was, united with Christ. And our life should be an example to those who come after us.
Right.
I mean, the disciples and every generation hereafter, thanks be to God that we have the Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament to look back on, to learn from the example of people who have come before us. And we want to be a good example to those who will come after us.
The word tells us that we're a living epistle.
Yes.
That people are reading us.
Yeah. I know y'all probably heard that little cliche saying that you may be the only Bible that anyone ever reads or something like that. But, I mean, it's true in a sense.
Yes, you know, we're a living epistle. Our life is a walking page that continues on within the Bible, because when someone reads us, they're going to either read what this world has to offer or they're going to read what Jesus has to offer.
And we want our testimony to be unblemished. We want to represent our King rightly. So, you know, what we are living out in front of people matters. Yeah. It's so very
important.
It's
so precious. Our testimony is precious.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so continuing on, we have been saved by God's grace when we believed. We can't take the credit. It is a gift from God, not a reward for anything good that we have done, so we may not boast in it.
Mm.
That is a huge thing right there, because, you know, just because, like, we believe, as God's word tells us, that we are called to be holy, we are called to live a righteous lifestyle, but it's not that we are living that way to earn God's grace or to earn his
grace
salvation.
Grace empowers us to live that way.
And we mentioned that in a previous one, that our faith is the engine and the works are the caboose.
Yes.
So the works, the way that we live and all that follows the understanding of our position in Christ.
Yes.
What we have in him.
Because what, you know, you got to realize, our faith without works is dead, meaning that our faith will produce works.
Yes.
Those works have been created for us to do those. God made that for us. Mm-hmm. Those works are prepared ahead of time so that we just have to walk in them. We have to recognize it and say, yes, sir, and move in it.
Yes.
So,
amen. The next point is verse 10 tells us that we are God's masterpiece. And that's, I think, one of my favorite verses. I always come back to that. I am God's masterpiece. I have been created anew in Christ Jesus for good things he planned for us long ago.
There
you go. That's what you just said.
Yep.
But that's exactly right, that we have been made new in Christ Jesus. We are not the same old person. We're not. We have been created new. God makes all things new. And I say that all the time, that he is a miraculous, transforming God. We are going to be different if we have been touched by the power of God. Plain and simple.
Look at all the disciples that he chose out of their professions. They were no longer, he says, you're no longer going to fish for fish. You're going to be a fisherman for men.
Fisher of men.
Fisher of men. So you're going to have a different life. You're not going to have the same old life. You're going to be different.
Amen. You've been saved for a purpose.
You're given a new name.
Yep. So continuing on, verse 13 tells us that we used to be outsiders living apart from Christ, without God and without hope. Mm. But now, again, we've been united with Christ, brought near to God through the blood of Christ.
When she just said that, you got to realize we had an old lifestyle. We were sinners in need of a Savior, so that we are now saved and made into a new creature. We have a new nature. Our old nature is gone. The old man has been put in the grave.
Yes.
The new man is now walking and acting the way that the Lord is moving him to act.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then, verse 14 through 16 says that we now have peace through Christ, united with Jews and Gentiles through Jesus' death, reconciled to God through Christ.
Mm. Reconciliation.
Yes, amen. Amen.
Mm.
And there's no difference between Jew and Gentile. God only sees one man through Christ.
Mm-hmm.
In Christ, we are all on equal playing field. And that is the only way to the Father, is through Jesus the Son.
That's amazing. It's amazing that we have this unity, because if you look at the world today, we're in disunity. We're in a
division
that the world wants us to be in. Mm-hmm. Satan wants us to not be united.
Yes.
He wants us to be in racial tensions. Mm-hmm. But here, Christ says, if you're in Christ, there's no race. There's yes. only one race, right?
Amen.
And we're in Christ. That's the new race that yeah. we're in.
That's right. So verse 19 says that we have the good news of peace and the ability to come to the Father through the same Holy Spirit because of Christ, that we're no longer strangers or foreigners, but a citizen along with all of God's holy people, that we are a part of God's family. I think we've already pretty much touched on each of those points, but again, it's just all of this is so rich and it continues to repeat it because it's all so important and vital to our understanding of who we are in Christ.
God's family.
Amen.
That's really good.
You know, and that's another thing that I always talk about is how from the very beginning, God wanted a family. Mm-hmm. That has been his intent throughout all of history, from the garden all the way until, you know, eternity. I mean, he wants a family. He wants children who love him and love one another. So yeah. we have been called for a great purpose. And how awesome is it that we have a family. We have an eternal family. We are brothers and sisters, and we have an Abba Father that is
that loves us. Because he don't have to have us.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
He don't have to have our love, but he wants us.
Yes.
You know, he don't need us.
Nope.
He wants us.
That makes it even that much more powerful and special. Okay, so the last part says that we are his house. We have been built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets and the cornerstone, Christ Jesus himself. Carefully joined together in him, we are becoming a holy temple for the Lord where God lives by his Spirit.
Woo! That tells you right there everything. That tells our position in pretty much everything that we believe in right there.
Yep.
That we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We are God's house. We are living stones,
yep.
as Peter would say. That are built, and Jesus is the cornerstone.
Yes.
And each one of us is going to be part of this house. Each one of us, the universal church of God, meaning that means the corporate body.
Yes.
All the believers in Christ around the world, is each one is a stone being made for a house, a spiritual house.
Yes.
That we're going to be with.
Amen.
That's a family.
As a family. Yep.
Yep.
The family of God. Whew.
Yep.
That's powerful. Y'all, we know we went through it quickly, but we knew, I mean, literally I had 36 points here
yep.
to get through. So we tried to just, you know, touch on each one. We didn't want this podcast to be real long, but we did really want to share this with y'all because God put this in our spirit from first thing this morning when we got up. We knew this was a message that we had to bring, and he closed out our day with it. And what do I mean by that? Me and Will are doing, if y'all follow us on Instagram, you've seen that we're doing a running plan. We're doing a 5K training plan together. And so 4 days a week we run, and today was one of those days. And we went for our run earlier, and Will said, hey, let's talk about our identity while we run. Who are we in Christ? And we started running, and we just flip-flop back and forth, kind of like how we do on here. He would say one thing, I would say the next. So he started off, he said, I'm saved. I said, I've been redeemed. He said, I've been bought at a high price. I said, you know, I'm set free, or I don't know, I can't remember.
Yep.
But we went back and forth for the entire time of our run, which was 8 minutes, saying who we are in Christ.
Yeah.
And then we turned around and we came back and we said, okay, this is who we are not. These are the things that do not identify me. So, for example, I started off by saying, I am not just a wife. He said, I am not just a husband. I said, I'm not just a mom, you know, and we just kind of went on like that, but we ended up saying all kinds of stuff beyond that. I'm no longer in bondage to this, that, and the other. I'm not, you know, my identity doesn't lie in what the world says about me, only what God says about me.
I'm no longer a dirty old sinner. I am a saint
yes.
In the eyes of God. You know, so these things, when you say these things out loud, And I'm not telling you, you speak something, it happens. I'm not saying that. I'm saying when you say it out loud, you hear what you identify as, and you can hear what you identify that you're not. When you go and you hear that out loud, it makes a difference.
Yes.
It words rallies are, you around Jesus.
Words right? are powerful.
It
words
is.
Have a lot of power, both in our physical realm and in the spiritual realm. You know, the enemy hears us saying these things, and that, you know, we're no longer bound to his schemes and all of those things, that we are a child of God and we say the name of Jesus and all this. And there is so much power in that. Plus, as we talked about, it edified us so much. We went into a time of prayer for the rest of our walk back.
Prayer that we pray outside together. People can hear us praying, and we are praying boldly, and we pray together. She'll pray, then I'll pray. Then she'll pray, then I'll pray. And it's kind of, you know, it's a powerful moment, and we just let the Spirit move in it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So anyway, we just encourage y'all to, you know, speak these things out loud over yourself and pray and stand on the Word of God and what He says. I mean, there's great power in that. And so we just want to encourage each of y'all today. We hope that this message has been uplifting, and we hope that it equips you to stand firm in who you are in Christ. Mm-hmm. And I think we may do a few more messages like this over some more portions of scripture we've been talking about. So y'all stay tuned. We're so excited again. We thank y'all so much for listening to our messages. We really love each and every one of y'all, and we're always here if you ever want to reach out.
Yes, and just real quick, if you have anything you want us to teach over, or any topics or something that you might need, please reach out to us and let us know, and we can make that happen.
Yeah, we're always open for suggestions and feedback.
So until next time, go share Jesus with someone.
Bye, y'all.
Thanks so much for listening in to the podcast. Please be sure to like, subscribe, and share. You can listen to our previous shows and read our blog post at www.saltysaints.blog.